All right, that was Death Eater off of Lanterns, the latest 36 Crazy Fist album. And make sure and check them out on tour. They start on the 18th with Devil Driver. And that's going to be a lot of fun coming through Louisville, as you heard on the interview, coming through the strip club here. Going to go check them out. Go see Kyle and all the guys and all the guys in Devil Driver. And it's going to be a lot of fun that night.
Are they actually coming to a strip club?
Yeah, one of the venues here in town is a Trixie's Entertainment Complex. And you go through the main door, and you look to the left, and there's the strip club. And you go through the right, there's the rock club. And it's kind of quarantined off enough to where, you know, if you don't want to see the strippers, you don't have to see them. But it's kind of funny. You'll be watching a show, and a stripper will, like, you know, kind of do the walkthrough, and it kind of catches you off guard. You're like, oh, there's a girl in a bikini walking through the crowd in high heels. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's what they do there. It's a cool club, but, I think the attendance is always hurt there, because if it's a fringe band that you may or may not want to go see, but you would go see them in a normal club. I think a lot of dudes don't want to have that argument with their wife, which, you know, some of my friends do have. My wife's just really? Like, my wife's like, don't be an idiot. but you know, I mean, the average Joe, try to tell your wife you're going to the strip club to go see a rock band on a Tuesday night, you're probably going to get a cock eye, I think.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Nor do
First of all, my wife would be with me going to the show. Yeah, my wife would not only be with me for the show because we like the same music, but she'd also be like, let's go over to the strip club afterwards. Let's grab a beer and see if we can get lap dances. So I'm like, all right, whatever. She's hip like that, so.
Good times. All right, man. So what do you got? What you got?
Well, obviously, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't at least mention all this stupid bullshit in Charlottesville, Virginia that seems to be all the rage. I was really hoping that it would kind of die down, but it just seems to just keep on going and going and going. And it's I mean, obviously, you know, we're not that kind of show, so we're not going to get into who's right and who's wrong and our beliefs and all that. Yeah, every time something like this happens, I always think to myself, why do people have to be offended over stupid shit like this? It's a goddamn statue. And you got people that are, you know, protesting, and you've got people in support, and neo-Nazis this, and Black Lives Matter that. It's a goddamn statue.
It's a statue of the losing team.
Who cares, man? Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like, I'm not a fan of, you know, just people like always having a cause, and it just seems to be all the rage lately. It's like, worry about something important. Oh, well, you know, that's a symbol of the Civil War. Yeah. Who fucking cares? You know, what are you going to do? The Civil War happened. You're not going to change anything. It's just a piece of metal sitting on a piece of grass when you get down to it. Like, go worry about something else. Like, I don't know, like, you know, make harsher penalties for dudes who commit, you know, domestic abuse, you know, crimes, because they get out in 2 years and they kill the people they're abusing. It's like that's something worth worrying about. It affects people's lives. This doesn't affect anything. And now it's all over the news. And the president did this right and he did this wrong. And, you know, and then you get this stupid asshole driving his car into a crowd of people. It's like, when did that become appropriate? And it's like, do you disagree with somebody that much? Like, you know. And I've actually seen people online going, oh, well, both sides are equally to blame for that. No, they're not. No, they're not. One guy's to blame. The stupid dick who is such a moron that he can't actually have a rational conversation to get his point across, that he's like, well, I'm just going to drive my car over people because that'll be effective.
Like, best thing I saw about that guy was people saying that he's probably also the same guy that looks at the people in ISIS that do that nonsense. Well, they'll drive their car into a crowd of people and probably call them he probably calls them fucking pussies, and then he turns around and does it himself.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. And I just don't see the point. I mean, the whole thing is just so silly to me. You know, there's, you know, people, you know, protesting the statue of, you know, Robert E. Lee. It's a symbol of racism and slavery. No, it's not. And that's the thing. People protest stuff without even researching what the hell what they're supposed to be pissed off about. And it's just ignorant. And it just, I don't know. I'm just one of those people that I only worry about shit that affects me in my daily life. You know, so when political stuff happens, I'm like, whatever.
Having a statue of Robert E. Lee up is like having a statue of Matt Ryan up. I mean, it's a statue of the losing team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like, I mean, and you know, I get it. Oh, the South represented slavery and stuff. It's like, all right, if you want to go there, fine. But, you know, Robert E. Lee is not a symbol of slavery. He's, you know, he fought for states' rights. He didn't fight for slavery. So I just love when people protest when they have no idea what they're protesting about. And it makes everybody look like people just have to have a cause. Like here in town, Chief Wahoo. There's this, you know, very small minority of people that are just throwing a fit because, oh, we can't have Wahoo. It's racist. It's like, you know, there's no Indian American people, like Native American people, excuse me, out here protesting this. They did a survey last year and like 90% of Native Americans in Cleveland were like, yeah, it doesn't offend me. Right. And yet you get all these people out there picketing. It's like, what for? It's like, it's almost like they're telling these people that they should be offended. Like, oh, you need to be offended by this. It's like, fuck off. Go mind your own business. It's just the whole, I just never understand it, man. You know, protesting and all this. It's like, go live your life. You know, worry about something important. Like the new Star Wars movie's coming out. Like, come on. I mean, I'm being facetious, of course, but I just, whenever these things happen, it's, I think it hits home for me, dude, because like I've actually been part of a protest inadvertently, and I saw it firsthand to realize how silly it really is. We had a 12-year-old kid shot by police in Cleveland. His name is Tamir Rice.
I remember
and
that.
Yeah, there were all kinds of protests and all this kind of stuff, and people up in arms and anti-cop this and that, and you know. And I was going to a Cavs game one night, and there was, you know, about 50 protesters out front of the game, and I was, you know, they had some of their signs were kind of conflicting, and I was like, so I wanted to ask him a question. So I went up to one of the protesters and I said, hey, you know, tapped him on the shoulder. I said, hey, can I, you know, ask you a question about what you guys are doing? And he just turns and starts bellowing in my face. Like you support murder. You support murder. I'm like, dude, I didn't even get to ask my question. like, you don't even know if I was going to. My question could have been, I agree with you 150%. How do I join you?
And where's my
but
sign?
You don't know.
Can I get a sign?
And yeah. I mean, this guy had no idea. He just, and that's when I realized, like, nothing's going to change from these goddamn protests. It's like, all they want to do is just holler at people. And I'm like, what good is that going to do? So to me, it's in one ear and out the other.
What I thought was funny about the Charlottesville stuff, not that it was funny, but the one thing I noticed from all of the footage that I watched of all that stuff, it looked like there was like the crowd that was there was half protesters, half people with cameras. Like,
yeah.
Like just waiting for something to happen, and then something happens, and everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. I'm like, no, yes, you did know it was going to happen because you were there with your $4,000 camera waiting for something to happen, and you probably went home and you're like, yes, I got a crazy fucking photo. And it's just a crazy time when they're comparing history of things that happened on Saturday to things that happened 60 or 70 years ago. Like they're showing pictures of Nazis in black and white in the 40s, and then they're showing something happened like 3 days ago, and it's just mind blowing. It's not like it's not like a timeline like where there was like Nazis in the 40s, and then, oh, here's the 1967 Nazis, and oh, here are the 1992 Nazis. You know, it's like, what's going on around here? And like, life is just taking a crazy turn.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. To me, like you said, you know, people showing up Nazis in the 40s and then showing Saturday. This is similar. It's like, no, it's not. You know, it's like when Trump got elected and a whole bunch of people are out there going, you know, posting memes of why Trump is exactly the same as Hitler. And it's like, you know, that is one of the most ignorant things you could ever do because, again, people not researching. It's like you can't compare a loudmouth, overly tanned narcissist to a guy that tried to eradicate an entire race of people off the face of the planet. It's not the same. Your little memes are not going to convince people with, you know, half a brain that's the case. And just the shit that people say and the shit that they believe, it's like, oh my God, like, is there no, you know, it's like people that, you know, block the road for protests and that's the only way to get our point across. No, because you're not getting a point across. There's not, you know, some car 50 cars back at a dead stop trying to get home from work who's like, why is goddamn traffic stopped? And someone's like, oh, it's a, you know, it's a, you know, a protest
read
this for
pamphlet.
This part. Yeah, here's this pamphlet. And the guy goes, you know what? Yeah, I agree with you. And puts his car in park and then goes and joins them. It's like, yeah, no. Every single one of those people in that traffic jam are going, God damn it, I'm late going somewhere. Get the fuck out of the road. Like, you're not paying attention to that. I mean, you're not getting your point across. And it's, you know, I've always said that, you know, in the history of protests and rallies and all this stuff, there's never been one single person that's ever been on an opposing side where the other guy comes over and just starts screaming them down and going, here's my opinion. And the other person just goes, you know what? You're right. I totally agree with you now. There's never been a single person like that ever. So what are you really accomplishing? We're bringing awareness to the issue. People are aware, dickhead. You don't have to tell us. It's just stupid to me. I can't fathom it. It's like I'm waiting for the time, if it'll ever happen, that there's actually, and this is a hippie statement if there ever was one, but just get together and have a goddamn conversation. Like, actually set something up and go, look, like, you know, Martin Luther King, like, let's just talk. Let's not rally. Let's not protest. Let's, like, hey, you know, conversation over a few beers type of environment. See what happens. And, I mean, it'll never happen. And like I said, it's a hippie way for me to think. But nothing that's going on now is going to get anything done.
Yeah. Just need to love everybody. Everybody out there, talk to me, land. Just turn to your neighbor. Just give him a hug. Race, creed, color. Just right? Go hug.
Yeah. I just, you know, I mean, that's what everybody says. But I mean, for me, dude, it's like, just worry about stuff that affects you on a daily basis. You know, like politics, I don't get into. Other times, I'll be like, somebody will get elected or some policy. So it's in one ear and out the other. And maybe that's an ignorant way of looking at things, but it's like, I worry about stuff like, how am I going to put food on the table for my family tonight? You know, mm-hmm. what, I'm saving up for a new car. I'm getting an SUV. Why? Because it's all wheel drive and my stepson's about to start driving in a month. And I want him to have a safe, be a shitty Cleveland winter. That affects me on a daily basis. Like tax policies and NAFTA and, you know, Civil War statues. They don't mean shit. But people get all worked up over this stuff that just does not matter. It just doesn't matter. And I'll never understand it, dude. So, I don't know. This is my thoughts on this whole Charlottesville thing. It just is all pointless to me.
Yeah, but definitely, you know, thoughts. Because I don't do prayers. Yep. Thoughts and thoughts out to everybody in Charlottesville, where I didn't even know that a place existed before Saturday. For the longest time, right? I thought it was in Charlotte. I was like, God, more crap going down in Charlotte. You had transgender bathrooms and
right,
you know, race protests, dude, and everything else.
I've always wondered, since like the current climate is everyone gets offended and we have to back down to the vocal minority who gets offended. I've always wondered what would happen if someone finally stood up and went, you know what? I'm offended because you're offended. So now we're both offended by something. Now what do we do? Like the governing bodies, what would they do then? Like, wait a minute. Huh? You're both offended? Well, now whose side do we take? Like, just confuse the shit out of everybody.
There would just be a tear in the space-time continuum.
I know. So speaking of Charlotte, we can end on, you know, something that's like I say, things that are actually important. Thoughts and prayers to the legend, Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, since, you know, he's apparently not doing too well.
Yeah, not looking good at all for that guy. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about Ric Flair. Somebody talked about him on a podcast like not too long ago, like before all this happened. And Ric Flair, to me, I know he's a Hall of Famer and all this other nonsense, but he was always WCW, and in WCW to me was always so second rate as a kid. And so for some reason, as much as he's beloved in wrestling, I was like, he's just second rate Hulk Hogan to me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of his or Hulk Hogan's, just because, I mean, if I had to watch one, I'd watch Flair, because at least his matches are a little different. But the guy never did moves. I mean, it was just like he would punch people and he'd do the flop and he would bleed. He would do the figure four. But at least the endings were different. Hulk Hogan is unwatchable. Every goddamn match is exactly the same. So,
hey man, when he hulks up like that, though, woo.
Horrible, unwatchable. I'll never forget being a kid watching WrestleMania 6 live when he pulled it on the Ultimate Warrior, who is like my favorite all time. I was like, this again? But then Warrior kicked out and he beat him. I was like, yeah! It was awesome.
Yeah, when the Ultimate Warrior won both belts that night, that was my favorite wrestling match of all time.
That was mine too. I was so stoked. I was the only Ultimate Warrior fan in a room of like 20 Hulkamaniacs. And I was catching hell like when Hogan went for the leg drop. Like, see, you suck. I'm like, God damn it. Guess who gets to run around there and make fun of everybody? So, you know, I mean, that's another thing we could get into. So, did you ever some other time? Were you ever a big wrestling guy back in the day or currently? Or
Only back, you know, when I was like 9, when the Ultimate Warrior was on top of the world. And it was kind of cool. I mean, growing up down here, because growing up, like the Memphis style wrestling, like all that stuff came through town, like Jerry Lawler and Jeff Jarrett and all that stuff, like actually came to my town but it was Monday or Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. So, I mean, I technically grew up on Memphis wrestling, but I as a kid, I didn't really care for it as much because I was like, none of them were the Ultimate Warrior. None of them were Macho Man. None of them were Hulk Hogan. I was like, I was watching WWF on the weekends and then I was going to see, you know, these like local dudes. And now, I listened to a couple of wrestling podcasts and they just like all the people that were in and around and love wrestling are just like talk, like romanticize that period of time. And I kind of wonder who I saw as a kid, because even though obviously remember Jeff Jarrett and Jerry the King Lawler and a few of those people, but for the most part, I don't know. You know, I could have seen fucking Stone Cold or somebody and not even known
it. I was actually going to ask you, and you actually said it. I was going to ask you, like, I wonder how many guys you think you may have seen that actually turned out to be huge later on. And at the time, you're like, who's this chopper? Right. And then, like, you know, he's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And like 10 years later, the guy's like, you know, like 6-time world champion in WWF on Raw and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think it was Stone Cold that he had found where he had made like $22 or something, like as a payday from one of those events. And I don't remember who the exact wrestler was, but it was somebody like that. And it's funny, he just kind of showed it, like tweeted it out one day. And I was like, yeah, it's got to suck, you know, back then making $25 a day. But I mean, that goes back to, you know, back to us in the beginning of the podcast, you know. Back then, I mean, fuck, I wasn't making $25 a show. So, I mean, you know, maybe that was probably a huge right? payday for some of those guys.
I know, right? And then, you know, 15 of it goes to gas and you got 10 to eat. So that breaking even. You should go on the WWE Network sometime and go. They have all that Memphis stuff. You can actually go and see if there's anything matches you were actually at.
See little old me in the front row.
little baby Toomey there.
Little some, baby Toomey.
Memphis South. Nice. Very nice. Cool.
Well, actually, I want to end this episode on another classic 36 Crazy Fist song, because actually setting up today, I was listening to it. This is actually kind of clever because this podcast will be coming out kind of at the end of August, and the song is called At the End of August. So I want to end on that today. Any final thoughts today, sir?
No, I thought it was a good conversation about music and touched on Charlottesville, which is topical, but didn't touch on Charlottesville so that, you know, we're not throwing our hat into any political or social issues, because we're not like that.
So, yeah, for the Talk To Me podcast, I am Joshua Toomey.
I'm John Drake.
And we will talk to you guys next Thursday.